Trenaire's eyebrows rose. Clinton's didn't, and an ugly light flickered in his eyes. He started to open his mouth, but then he stopped. He glowered at Duquerne for a moment, and then, to Trenaire's surprise, he actually chuckled.
"Point taken," the Grand Inquisitor said, and turned his gaze to Trenaire. "Robert's right, and I'll admit there's a part of me that wants to rub everyone else's nose in it, if it turns out Gorgia really is turning his coat again. Because the truth is, I never did trust the slimy little bastard, and I did let myself be overruled by the rest of you. So yes, I guess I would take a certain satisfaction if it turns out I was right about him. Which, as Robert has just pointed out, isn't really all that smart of me."
Trenaire managed not to blink, although the sight of Jasper Clinton in reasonable mode wasn't one that had come along all that often of late.
"I don't imagine any of us are really at our best these days," the Chancellor said after a moment. "I know I'm not, at any rate. And you're right, Narth didn't mention anything about blockade runners. To be fair, though, matters of trade and shipping have always been rather outside his area of expertise."
"I know," Clinton waved one hand. "In fact, I knew it when I was twisting your tail. But my point stands. I think we have to take this sudden shipping upsurge in and around Taro seriously. I think it's possible, even probable, that Gorgia has worked out some sort of under-the-table deal with Caleb."
"What sort of a deal?" Duquerne asked.
"I don't know,"
Clinton said thoughtfully, pursing his lips.
"It could be something as simple as an unofficial effective neutrality. Or it could indicate he was the one who passed our original plans along and that he's reopened that channel of communications. In either of those cases, the Carizians might let enough shipping through to ease his own shortages without either side making any official admission about what they were up to."
"But what you're really afraid of is that he's becoming a second Narman," Trenaire said.
"Yes."
Clinton shrugged his beefy shoulders.
"That would be the most damaging thing he could do to us, at any rate. So, on the theory that it's best to assume the worst, that's exactly what I'm afraid he's doing."
"In that case, why don't we arrest him?"
Elaine Maguire asked. All three of the others turned to look at the temple's captain general, and Maguire raised his hands a bit defensively.
"I mean, if we're afraid he's going to betray us, why not have the Inquisition take him into custody while we investigate?"
"Under other circumstances, that might not be such a terrible idea, Elaine," Trenaire said almost gently. "If Gorgia's really planning on emulating Narman, though, and if his plans are so far along that Caleb and Charlian have already eased their blockade, we have to assume Gorgia's also following Narman's example in terms of covering his back. Let's face it, that far from Zion, the Inquisition relies more on its moral authority and its power to require the secular authorities to support Mother Church rather than on the Temple Guard. You know, better than anyone else probably, that we've never had anything remotely like enough guardsmen to cover everything that needs to be covered all over the world. I doubt there are more than a couple hundred guardsmen in all of Taro. So if Gorgia has a few thousand men who are prepared to follow his orders and defy Mother Church, actually arresting him would be almost impossible.